was fun. It was fun to get out there and play football, to be honest with you, and go out there with these great guys. All these guys are pretty good at playing football, so it's fun. It's a dream. It's a dream come true, so it's time to live it out.
There were already a couple Michigan jerseys. I mean, there's a lot of support for you out there today. What did it mean to you to see those Michigan jerseys in the crowd?
It means a lot because, I mean, once you got Michigan fans everywhere, and they come out to support Michigan, so they love the football, and you know, I appreciate them coming out today, and we got to keep them out there. We got to keep them going.
You think there'd be that many Michigan fans in Jacksonville?
Oh, we got to make it happen. So I got to make some plays, and I got to try to do things, and try to make the team, and do what I have to do.
What role are you looking forward to doing?
Just being the offensive weapon, whatever they want me put me at. I'm open to doing it, and I'm ready to have fun doing special teams, whatever it takes.
Are you too young to remember Slash?
Slash. Cordell Stewart. Yeah, come on. I watched him. He said he was a Slash. That's what he said. You can put me at anywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that kind of like what you'd like to do?
That's what I want to do. I want to be somebody that's a weapon and fit into the team and be one of the team players.
How much of that did you have to – was that a mental approach, you know, from going to quarterback to really embracing this new role?
To be honest with you, I did it towards the end of the season at Michigan, so I had fun doing it, and it was fun. I embraced it, and in order for me to get on the field, and was to do that. And so now I continue doing it. I'm having fun doing it. I was just out there today and just going out there to the receiver, going to the running back position, lining up in different positions. It was so fun today.
We've seen a lot of quarterbacks who didn't want to make that transition over. Why were you so embracing in this move?
I love football. And that's what I want to do. You know, I always want to have a hand on football my whole life, the rest of my life. And so when I had the opportunity to keep playing and continue to play, God gave me some talent. I want to use it, you know, make plays happen and stay hungry.
How much did they throw at you today? I mean, you just picked up the playbook this morning, right?
Yeah, we got the playbook today and yesterday. And we looked at it a little bit, and we got a couple plays in. I mean, nothing too hard, just the base formation, base things, and so it was easy to catch on to it.
You heard that today, or
you? No. This is something just to protect it. So it's nothing special. Nothing.
You stopped playing quarterback because you got hurt last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, and the scouts told you you'd be better off in the pros playing another position. Is that what they told you or what?
I really didn't listen to it. I mean, no scouts came up to me. Like, oh, you play this position. I just, you know, at the end of the day, I was like, all right. I mean, you can't really throw the ball right now. So, you know, make that decision. So I went down to the Senior Bowl and tried to perform. And had a bad performance, but, I came back and knew what I had to work on. And so I continued to work on that and kept going with it.
What do you still need to work on now? What do you feel like is your biggest weakness right now?
Just go out there and play fast and be patient with everything. I mean, just take your time. And when I say play fast, that means play fast when you know where you're going and just be patient when you run the ball. So, and whenever you catch the ball. So today I kind of dropped the ball. I dropped the ball and I tried to run before I caught it. So it was all good.
You know, with the position change, some said that the hardest transition will be going from running as a quarterback to running as a tailback. Is that just scouts trying to be different, or is there any validity to that?
I mean, how did I look today? I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I think it's always going to be different. If you change position, it's always going to be different for you, always going to be a change. But you got to just be ready to work at it. And we got great coaches here. I'm working with Coach Richardson, and he's on me all the time about keeping the ball high and making one cut and getting forward and stuff like that. So that's what I'm focused on, making sure I listen to what he's doing and just being a sponge right now, soaking it all in.
You know, the athletic ability obviously is there, but is that something that's going to take some time to learn how to, you know, properly handle it? You've always given it, now you're receiving it.
I mean, yeah, it's always you always want to learn. You don't want to be a soaked up sponge that they don't want to learn. You got to take everything in. So that's what I'm looking at, just taking everything in and trying to learn.
You got a flight to Ann Arbor coming up?
Yeah. I leave in probably 2 hours. Yeah.
How special of a day is that tomorrow for you?
Man, I got 35 members coming up, and so you know, it's real special to me because I'll be the first in my family to graduate from a 4-year school. So, I mean, that's something that I want to, you know, show my nieces and nephews that, you know, we could graduate, you could take this way out, and we could do it. So, this is special to me and my family and everybody, my loved ones, everybody that support me.